You miss some good stuff.
Oh, hey, boy, man.
You miss some good stuff.
The flagrant ones were way out of line. It was truly flagrant what was just happening in this room. So,
but Andy never turns it on when the really good stuff is happening.
Mm-mm.
Andy is always doing something else.
Doesn't want to bother you with it.
Well, that's mm-hmm. just for me.
He's recording it on his computer to get us canceled.
Mm-hmm.
When we step out of line.
You are now listening to the flagrant ones pre-cancellation. So... we do the basketball show. Anybody got anything they want to say before I do this song?
I just want to say everybody is beautiful.
Oh.
And I appreciate
even
you.
Even moi.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
You want to, like, so that reminds me of an observation I had. I went to the Clipper game this week, and Carl was there, and Sean Diston, and Sean the Clem Dog did not go.
I did not.
Gave his ticket to... Kevin O'Brien, the real KOB.
I did, yes.
Who wrote a song about giving a dick a vertical slice. You might remember him.
Well, he's, yes.
From
and,
that.
And that Andy Neese is the one who reported 21 Savage to ICE. I think that is something important to remember.
Yes. Game was great.
Game was very good. I had to leave a little bit early, like a real boss.
It was the Clippers Jazz game, but it was already out of hand.
It was out of hand
by then. Game was over.
Hey, those refs tried to give it back to him in that fourth quarter.
I was watching some of that.
Hold on, Andy. Can you drop in a little bit of Cream by the Wu-Tang Clan every time we talk about the Clippers?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But the observation I had, I was walking around the concourse getting food or something, and I was looking at people, and I was like sort of freaking out because I was like, wow, everyone here is really ugly.
Yeah.
I was just looking at like 20 people in a row and who all looked like their faces were kind of like distorted.
Truly busted.
And I thought I was maybe like tripping on something mm-hmm. that maybe I had been dosed in some way.
Tripping
but
off.
I was just a run
of
uniquely strange looking people.
Just a bad
and
patch.
I know this is not how I go around thinking about this stuff. You just, it was unavoidable.
Yeah.
No, that can happen.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie The Bad Batch starring Jason Momoa? That's about being out in the desert and just running into just a string of ugly people. He said, can you play a little bit whenever we talk about the Clippers?
So
not
much.
And that we was like randomly really play it.
Anymore. Also, a little bit of Cream by Prince.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Joe. Did you see Joe?
Was
Joe?
There an end to that story, Hayes, or you just happened to hit a pocket of truly busted Uggos?
Yeah, it was very bizarre. All in different groups. They weren't like
Lego
together or anything. Yeah.
When Kevin walked up, I was sitting there talking to Sean. And
Diston,
that is. Not Sean, Sean. Sean? And he shook my hand. He like tapped me on the shoulder and shook my hand. He dapped me up. And you know me. I'm a nice guy. And I dapped him back up, and I was like, oh, this... And he sat down in your seat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this must be one of Hayes' redheaded-ass cousins. And I'm like, cool. So he knows me. That's what's up. What's going on, dog? And then he had a Boston Celtics hat on. I'm like, I'm not finna press you. Like, clearly you feel like you know where you're going, and you just came up and shook my hand. And I was like, oh, okay.
Cool. I wondered how this went.
Yeah,
y'all didn't tell me.
I was a little late, but I thought... I'll let Kevin just like sit with it for a little bit.
He walked up, tapped me on my shoulder. Yeah. And you know me, I'm the mayor of Staples Center. And so a lot of people come up to me and tap me on my shoulder.
Of course.
And he came up, tapped me on my shoulder, dapped me up. I was like, oh, what's up, dog? Must be one of Hayes' cousins.
He didn't say, I'm Kevin. Sean gave me...
Not at all. Until he sat down and he goes, hey, man, I'm sorry for trolling you on Twitter. And I'm like, who the fuck are you?
I DM'd him before. So this is something I didn't know. So I had like seen him tweet that he was in LA for the day and really wanted to go to the game and didn't have a ticket. And I had some stuff going on. I said, okay, I'm going to give him my ticket. So... then, as he was going, it occurred to me that Hayes is often late and does like to leave people with people they don't know without any sort of social lubricant.
Yeah.
So I thought, Kevin could be sitting alone with Carl. And I wrote, hey, man, don't troll Carl. And he wrote back like, oh, damn, LOL. And then what he told me later was that, not to like put too much of his business in the street, but that he thought he wasn't going to the game. He hadn't been able to get a ticket. He went to like the dispensary and like ate a bunch of edibles, like bought some weed, and like so he was like super high, and then he got that DM from me and became extremely paranoid about meeting you.
Yeah. It was like, and I'm a big boy.
Super high, and was just like, oh shit, Carl hates me. I'm going to be sitting alone with him.
But he wore a Celtics cap anyway.
May not have had wardrobe options.
I didn't care about that. That's, I mean, you know, when you
got a store.
When you got a, he should have bought that Ty Dolla $ign hat. When you go to a Clipper game, You see a lot of, when you're in a transplant city, Bart is in his bag. When you are in a transplant city, you're gonna like see other teams. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think about it. Then when he sat, me and Sean were already there, and when he sat, he dapped me up, which was very kind of him. Didn't say nothing. If you dap me up, if you see me in these streets and you chunk the deuce, you dap me up, you say, "What's up, doggy?" You gotta let me know who you are. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me
know.
He might have thought that we had given you some kind of context or something.
I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
No, so he dapped me up, and I was like, "Oh, what's up, dog? How you doing, man? Yeah, hashtag Clippers, baby. Oh, I see you got your Celtics hat on. That's what's up. All right, well." And then he plopped his ass down in your seat, and I was like, "Who the fuck?" Anyway, me and Sean was knee deep in a conversation about women.
You already getting into it, yep.
And so, and then he turned around and go, "I'm sorry for trolling you on Twitter." And I go, "Who the fuck are you? So I can slap your nose off your neck." And he told me who
nose.
It was, and
no
I was
shame.
Like, "I was like, oh, okay, it's all good." Because I literally thought, I was like, "He must be Hayes's cousin."
Yeah,
y'all don't look terribly different.
No, yes, he's got red hair. He looks like my beard on.
He looks
his
similar.
Head.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, "It's got to be Hayes's cousin." And he's dapping me up, just you know, being cordial. And then he told me who he was, and luckily I like his song. But if any of you other trolls. If any of the other people I got muted on Twitter right now come up to me and you dap me up and you tell me who you are and I have a flashback to an interaction we had on Twitter,
that nose is coming right off that fucking neck.
Nose popping off the neck.
Nose is popping off the neck immediately. And I need y'all to know that. Because I don't think people realize how large I am. And he didn't realize.
Uh-uh. The song was good enough, though. I think it
song
bought
was good
him,
enough.
It bought
he saved
him
himself
a little bit.
And
of
once y'all gave him the
leeway.
Once y'all gave him the okay,
I signed off.
You signed off, and I was like, all right, man. I see you got a couple things to say, but you know that's Twitter culture. You know what I'm saying? I won't have you muted like I have most people.
Mm.
But that nose almost came off that neck, dog.
I have another story. I went to see Andy's Crypt Keeper musical.
Hey, folks. Wow.
It was so good.
Appreciate you being
there. I wanted to see it.
The big thing, I said this to Andy, Caitlin, one time, flagrant one, is so good in it. She's such a star.
Big time.
It was very difficult to separate anything Andy had achieved from whether she was just outperforming the material. Mm-hmm. It is very possible. It also made me realize Andy cannot experience real human affection, and he only is in this relationship to have this person play the Crypt Keeper in a musical.
That clarifies some stuff for me from just what I was observing about him as a guy in this world.
Yes.
Unable to connect to other people, constantly. I mean, if you get a peek at his laptop during the show, it is the Crypt Keeper in a set of boudoir photos. It appears to have been licensed by Andy specifically. It doesn't appear to be anything official from the series. So that now helps me to connect to Andy because I understand how he connects to others, because it certainly wasn't through any method that I was familiar with prior to this.
Andy did a lot of... You have one more show on November 9th.
Yes, this Saturday.
I want to be in St. Louis.
I don't want to give any notes. Andy
is Crypt Keeper nude online if anyone's interested.
What's that dick looking like?
Shit. A little bit blurred out, but it's not
shit.
Bad.
Nah, that shit weak.
Okay. Totally.
To me, it's very big, yeah.
Come correct, Crypt Keeper. If you're going to have your meat out, beef up the meat, dog.
Go Come on, Crib Keeper. No, to me it looks huge, but and hard as a rock.
Do you want to sing the song?
Yeah, please. Okay. Andy, do you have the music vid?
I
music
do.
Karaoke for me?
Ready?
Mm-hmm. I had no choice but to stand you with hands in your face time and again. You've gotten buckets. They treat us like we could contend. I'm not used to hearing that. You've grabbed NBA buzz. You've already won me over inside a few weeks. And don't be alarmed if I buy your statement jersey. And don't be surprised if I vote you to be an all-star. I couldn't help it. You ball so hard. Your moves are sick. You drive straight to the hole. Better playmaker than I gave you credit for. We don't deserve this. Everybody, you've already won me over inside a few weeks. And don't be surprised if I buy your statement jersey. And don't be surprised if I vote you to be an all-star. I couldn't help it. Kawhi, you ball so hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Who it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway,
there was one.
I heard that song in the car this week and I thought, I've got it.
I like that.
He's so good.
Alanis. Well, because now I've seen him live.
Yeah.
I went to the Charlotte game and saw him live. We talked even since then. Have we done the show? Probably. I don't remember. And then I didn't see the Utah one, but even just watching him there winning a game against a good team,
yeah,
and kind of taking it over down the stretch.
That was like, the thing that I realized, yes, I was missing with the team that I was going to see in person for so long, someone that really could just do it himself.
Well, because even, I mean, famously in the, like Lob City era,
yeah,
they kind of would hot potato around, yes, in the fourth quarter in the big, yeah, moments. Like nobody really wanted to be one taking the shot.
There were various games where Blake had less than 10 points in the fourth quarter. And it was like, you cannot disappear.
Mm-hmm.
If we were going to win anything.
And Chris Paul was like sort of a little bit, I don't want to say he would hide behind them, but he was like, I'm, yeah, a facilitator. Like, that's what I do. Like, I set people up. That's, yeah, like, I'm not. And it's like, yeah, but we need you to, like, Blake's not doing it right now.
Yeah.
So, like, mm-hmm, fucking shoot it.
Yeah. I'll tell you who needs to do that now. Patrick Beverley. He's not giving me enough buckets.
Well, it's not what he does.
It's not what he does. I understand. But you got to contribute a little bit if you're going to be on the floor.
He's
especially
streaky.
If your man is scoring. If,
yeah,
your man is scoring, because he was on Donovan Mitchell, and Donovan Mitchell was cooking that ass like a batch of eggs.
Mm-hmm. Was it really fun to see Donovan Mitchell live? Now, I, of all the sort of marquee all-star adjacent, like, you know, team's best players, he has not won me over yet, Donovan Mitchell.
He ain't,
I'm
won
not
me
like
over.
He had so into game. Him.
He
yet,
had a
but
good,
he killed. I
remember
mean,
in the fourth quarter, Hayes, where they just were calling every time he touched
the ball. It was four possessions in a row. He got to the line.
Yeah.
For some bullshit.
I was watching it. I was watching. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? What are these?
Yeah.
Gobert, too. But like,
he was flopping his ass off.
The real KOB said his review of Donovan Mitchell was $10 move, 5 cent finish. That he did a lot of like cool, crazy cross. We were like, holy shit, this is going to be awesome. And just kind of doink off the rim.
I bet money on the game. I won.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
4-1 this season.
Mm.
I don't want to say who my bookie is, but he was able to place the bet for me in recording videos with Jake Hurwitz. And I'm really enjoying the season that much more that I'm getting so rich off it.
Am I going to place a bet? How much money did you bet?
Flex kid.
I bet $100 on that kid.
This man.
Mm-hmm.
100 to win what?
This man.
I bet 110 to win 100.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Vegas at the end of 2 weeks from now, I believe, and I'm going to hit Caesars.
Let's do a thing where, Andy, you are going to pick a bet for me tomorrow.
Okay.
Look at the games.
All right, let's check it out.
I'm looking at the games right now. Do you want to hear some point spreads or anything?
Yes.
So, no. Boston favored by 5.5 over the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I like that.
Lakers favored by 6.5 over the Bulls in Chicago.
Too rich for my blood.
Thunder favored by 3.5 over the Magic in OKC.
Mm. Call that chocolate because it's too rich for my blood.
And they
These are all too rich for you?
The point spread's too big or?
$100.
Call it creme brulee because it's too rich for my blood.
Okay, so we got one more, and it is Denver Nuggets are favored by 5 over the Heat in Denver.
Call me New York cheesecake because it's too rich for my blood.
I like the Boston line.
Boston one seems real. The Boston one seems real.
That one is not fake.
What is the Lakers schedule before that Bulls game?
The others may be fake. I would take that Boston one. There's Pacers, Hornets, and Spurs, Hawks. I don't see a line yet.
Okay, Andy. Now you pick just one of those teams, and I have to bet on it.
Okay. Well, you guys are so excited about the Celtics.
Different one.
Oh, okay. I remember you guys specifically talking about the Nuggets' hometown advantage because of the altitude.
Wow.
So why don't we go for that?
Because it's fucking science. Loves science.
I fucking love science. And
science
I am the new...
Andy needs the science guy.
I am the new non-problematic...
Science bitch, Andy says.
I'm the new non-problematic Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, I heard. But Andy, I heard last time there was a mass shooting, you tweeted. Everybody dies.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What is that one? The 5 points?
The Nuggets one is 5 points. Favored by 5 over Miami.
Okay. I like it.
He likes it, everybody.
They've been good.
Hey,
Miami's been pretty good. Miami's 5-1. God damn.
Hayes, do you wear this helmet when you ride in bird scooters?
Yeah, I do, but I wiped out again this week, and so I have to take a little break.
A helmet? Hayes?
Yeah.
We too cool for that. Fuck a helmet, dog. You better put a cigarette in your mouth.
Fuck a helmet, dog. Please, everyone, remember.
That's what the holes in the helmet are for. I have cigarettes sticking out of each one.
Who's winning the games tonight? I'm looking right now.
Tonight. The Sixers lost.
Tonight.
The Sixers lost their first game to Phoenix. Devin Booker dropped 40.
Damn.
The Pelicans played the Nets, and Brandon Ingram dropped 40 and lost to Kyrie, who had 39.
People are going off tonight. Eric, who's E. Pascal on the Warriors?
Whoa.
Oh, Pascal. He's the second Pascal. Rookie.
What
he,
the
He has
fuck?
36 points, 13 rebounds in this game.
He's the second rookie to average... In the first few games, averaged 25 and 10 since, guess who, on the Warriors?
On the Warriors. Currently on the Warriors?
Yeah. First rookie to average that.
Draymond Green?
Stephen Curry.
This starting lineup, oh my God. E. Paschal, Glenn Robinson III, Willie Cauley-Stein, Kai Bowman and Jordan Poole, starting lineup.
Kai Bowman's going off. Paschal's going
defending
off.
Defending Western Conference champions, the Golden State Warriors.
Portland.
And they won. They're about to win.
What's the score?
127-118. It's
You're
over.
Kidding.
It's over.
How much time is left?
There's no time.
Oh, my
Seven
God.
7 seconds.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
who did they beat?
Over. The Blazers.
Blazers, okay. And this is what makes me even more mad. Andy, cue Prince's Cream.
Oh, shoot, I just closed it.
Because I'm about to cream over the Clippers for a second. We have, let me know when you started, Andy.
There's an ad, 1 second.
Lillard also had 39. Boy. Right.
Clippers. Now, let me cream over the Clippers real quick when I say that we have the Bucks on Wednesday and then the Blazers on Thursday.
Yeah.
I am not, after seeing our offense on Sunday night, I am not confident. I'm confident that we can beat the Bucks because they are sloppy toppy over there. They are giving the sloppy toppy.
They've had some good games and some games where they looked kind of shitty. Yeah,
but I am afraid of those damn Blazers on Thursday.
The second night of the back-to-back? I'd be most afraid that they're just going to rest Kawhi.
Yeah.
That's going to be my fear for now the rest of the season, that I'll be really excited for a game and I'll show up and Kawhi's not even going to be playing. They're just muck it. Can I play? Oh, one of the games that I bet on was the Bucks Magic game. And during that game, they played an interstitial segment on the Jumbotron that I thought was funny. And I sent it to Andy.
And I have it.
I found it.
Mm.
And Andy has it. It's called the Whisper Challenge. And it's with Evan Fournier and Nikola Vucevic. And so the way it works, I couldn't figure it out while I was watching it at first. But the way it works is one of them wears headphones. At the beginning, it's Evan Fournier wearing headphones, and Vucevic is saying something, and Evan Fournier has to figure out what it is from reading his lips. That's it.
Call of Duty. Call of...
You're fucked. Keep stopping right there?
You're dead.
I want him to say something booty.
You're dead. I take it all back. Return your ticket to the Crypt Keeper musical.
I hope this doesn't happen with the clip.
Andy, you should have seen Andy like wave me through when I offered to pay. He was like, "So,
please,
your money's no good here."
Call of Duty. Hey, you got it.
I got it.
Kung Fu Panda. Panda, actually. Kung Fu Panda.
Whole Food Pasta?
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Panda, it's Panda. Stuff is buff.
Smurf?
Stuff? is buff.
Stuff is buff. Buff?
There you go.
Stuff is buff.
Yes.
You might have said puff the first time.
It's magic time!
It's magic time.
You can hear him.
Triple double. Yeah, there we go.
He can hear him.
They're cheating.
SpongeBob. Yes.
They're cheating.
No. Rain drop.
Quick.
Rain.
Drink.
Rain.
He's pouring
rain.
Water on himself.
Rain.
Wet.
Rain. Rain.
Drop.
Yes.
Isn't that fun?
That was fun.
That's fun. I wish they would only get one chance at it. That would make
But the fun is them going back and forth and repeating the thing over and over again.
That's
and their
fun too.
Voices
that's
are
fun
funny.
Yeah, because they're foreigners. Yeah, I get it. But
yes.
But
I don't know about that.
But like the safe, but like.
what two players are those? Evan Fournier and who?
Vucevic.
Vucevic. He has Evan. Evan. Andy. Q Cream by the Prince. He might have also came to the Clippers this year.
Who? Vooch. They were talking about
that. Was a discussion at one point.
But he, I remember, like, Celtics pretty too. Early just ended up getting re-signed, and people were like, what are they doing with the Magic, like, paying this guy that much? What else do we have
I sent Andy a video as well.
Oh.
So, CJ McCollum, guard for the Portland Trailblazers, was a guest star on the show Stumptown.
Yes.
Stumptown, of course, famously set in the city of Portland. Dex Perrios, former military operative, now turned private investigator, caring for her special needs brother and occasionally tending bar, like in this episode, for her friend Grayson, who is dealing with Kane, who has busted out of prison.
Kane.
He owes Kane a debt for protecting him when he was inside. Grayson is an explosives expert. He's helping them recover a rare artifact, an obsidian axe blade, by blowing a safe they've tunneled underneath. That's his MO. He's a tunneler. Of course, Michael Ealy, who plays the detective, who has sort of a flirtation slash...
Fine, brother.
...sexual intercourse with Dex.
He smashes...
That's quite the flirtation.
He smashed Dex.
Oh my gosh.
And then it is getting pretty serious.
Yeah.
We're so fucking
then they sort of rolled it back, and now maybe they'll move forward again. She also did smash with Grayson when they first met, and then they decided to be friends, but you feel like there are some greater feelings there. Look, I don't want to get too caught down in all the details of it. There is a man whose relationship with Dex has not been made entirely clear, who runs a taco truck, but at one point she had him pretend to be a janitor so that he could break into a file room for her. She calls him up because the chef has quit on the very day that she has to take over and cover for Grayson at his bar, and he comes and starts doing upscale Mexican cuisine in the kitchen of the bar, which usually just serves like burgers and fries. That leads to CJ McCollum talking about how for real this food is, and ultimately showing up, eating the tacos that the man has prepared. This man, I don't know his name. He then gives a review of the tacos using basketball specifics, just like you would like.
Can I hear that?
The video is available. It's not his entire scene. I just sent
now
the second half.
Now, this guy, this is the discount double check.
He is, yeah.
Character. Rogers! Discount double check!
Venison?
Goat. The cheek is such a tender cut.
There's something unusual in here.
Praised some beer from a local brewery.
This is a cold bloody dagger off the pick and roll.
Okay. A cold blooded.
Hang on.
Gotta get Dame to come through too.
Yeah.
Gotta get Dame to come through too. He's gonna tell Damian Lillard. I think he said, "Do you mind if I blow it up on the gram?" Something like that. This is a cold blooded dagger off the pick and roll.
And it's like,
and that's
like
the
you can tell that there are basketball fans in the room.
Yeah. What fucking nerd wrote that bullshit?
This is a cold. He takes a bite of the food and goes, "This is a cold blooded dagger off the pick and roll.
Kiss my ass."
So that's CJ. His acting, top notch.
I loved it.
He did have more to his scene. I should have gotten the first half too, but there was like some crap in between. It was a really good performance. I'm happy that Stumptown is using some true Stumptown heroes like Siege. His name was brought up in a conversation I had recently. So, of course, my wife's law partner's son has become a big Clippers fan.
Yeah.
And he had a hypothetical for all of us that everyone can plug in their own team when they think about this. We're going to use the Clippers as specific, but you can think about it using your team. We could do it for multiple teams if we want.
And that's so great. And anytime you want to complain about us talking about the Clippers too much, you can just plug in your own team and
plug
pretend
in your
we're
own team.
Talking about somebody else.
So, because this is an NBA podcast, not just a Clippers podcast, but here's the question that he asked, that they asked me. If you could, totally regardless of salary or contract or whatever, just add one player to the Clippers for the remainder of the season right now that you think would help the team, but They cannot be an all-star. They can never have been an all-star.
Uh-huh.
Shit.
And they also have blocked out a couple players. The blocks were Luka.
Damn, that's what I was about to say.
Yes. It was Luka, Zion, and someone else. There was a third one that was blocked. I mean, if you guys say them, I guess I'll be like, you can't do that one.
Okay.
But it was thinking of another player who's never been an all-star and isn't like one of these total emerging talents. You're disregarding like contract. Because I was like, well, if you get their whole contract, I guess I'd say like Trae Young or something.
Right.
Because he's on his rookie deal. And who would you like to add?
And we're counting like at least partially based on how they're performing this season. Like you're
adding a player for the remainder of the season that you think basically it's like it's a all in win now move. You have to pay them for this year, but.
Huh. That's a great question.
I think it's kind of fun to think about. So
the person who has like revealed to be super valuable occupying that role, like who went to a different team and has made them so much better by just becoming amazing this year, is Aaron Baines.
Oh yeah.
In Phoenix. I wouldn't pick him necessarily, but
no, I was like, who are the, cause I was like, well, I guess they're a little thin up front. Like when they play someone like Anthony Davis, they don't really have a big defensive presence there. And I was thinking about guys like, Mitchell Robinson and, you know, even like, I don't know. I guess these aren't super defensive, but like some of the young big guys like DeAndre Ayton or Marvin Bagley or, Devin Booker. Devin Booker. He's been an all-star.
No, he hasn't.
He's only been in the three-point contest.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm adding Devin Booker to the Clippers. Cream.
I was thinking, someone to...
CJ McCollum was Lev's son's pick.
That's a good choice. Just someone to start over, like Shamit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, he eats up all of Shamit's minutes and Shamit comes off the bench.
I was thinking like a Marcus Smart or something, but like him and Beverly starting is weird.
Yeah, I mean... That's something I thought about too, is like their defense is so good.
Yeah.
And the more I reflect on what made that Warriors team so good, especially seeing how they fell apart without Iguodala and KD and,
right.
You know, that it really, and Clay, that perimeter defense is so much of what makes you like just fucking suck to play every single game.
Brandon Ingram also looks good as fuck.
He played great tonight.
He's had a lot of good games. I'm so happy for him.
They lost. He had like 40.
Yeah, he had 40. We have to do some hashtags.
I got hashtags.
Wait, before we get into the hashtags, we have to talk a little Great King news.
Oh,
sure.
We haven't discussed, and I know that the flagrant fam will be upset if we don't talk about it. Karl Anthony Towns versus Joel Embiid.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's so annoying when we record an episode and then the next night this incredible shit happens.
I got one more person too for the previous hypothetical. Siakam.
Pascal Siakam.
Never been an all-star.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just great two-way player.
Yeah.
Like,
is he in the starting lineup with Paul George and Kawhi? I mean, sure. Why not?
Over
so.
Patrick Patterson? I don't think so. Q Cream.
Pat.
Pat.
Okay, let's talk about how Embiid was raised by lions and a cat tried to attack
him. That was so corny.
I thought it was so corny. And then Simmons talked about like, that was great. All time. Classic line.
What Kat did, what Karl Anthony Towns posted after that, I thought was what normally Embiid would do, which was just like humiliate him and do the uppercase, lowercase letter combination, repeating what he just said and exposing it for how corny it was.
It was corny as fuck. I don't understand the fucking, like, the love for him being a dickhead to everybody. I think that's just troll culture.
He's the most WWE ready star we've had in the NBA. Perfect for this time.
Perfect. Bart is in his bag. Perfect for this time where it's just a everything bunch of fucking nerds shit on Twitter talking dumb shit when they never picked up a fucking basketball and they're all fucking losers. Yeah. He's perfect for that shit.
What did you think about watching it, like how the fight like happened? It seemed like it was started sort of simultaneously.
The Ben Simmons thing is so weird to me.
Yes.
He is trying to choke out Taz. He has him in a fucking headlock, and that the for people who didn't see the like league's ruling was that he got no suspension, and it said everyone involved viewed Simmons as a peacemaker. He was calming towns down with his arms.
He's choking him out.
So I now officially will say, if you do get out of line on Twitter, if you are trolling us and I meet you, I will calm you down with my arms, Ben Simmons style.
As soon as you dap me up, you chunk the deuce, you say what's up, you give me my props, and you let me know what your Twitter handle is, and I recognize it, I will calm you down with my arms.
Ben Simmons style.
Bean I almost Simmons calmed down K.O. If he didn't write that song, I would have calmed down with my arms last night.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Right in front of...
I would have made peace.
I would have made peace right there in section 106.
That was great. It was a good fight.
Rest in peace, Maker.
I also feel like Kat did his thing. I don't feel like there was a, like, I didn't like Mike Scott. I have not been a Towns guy.
He's been really good this season, and this all played out pretty well for him.
I saw Jimmy Butler talking about it later because Joel got in Karl Anthony Towns' comments somewhere being like, I've got the goods on you. One day I'll expose you, about like clearly referencing like something with him and Jimmy Butler. And then when Jimmy Butler like came to Philadelphia, told him something, and then he left for Miami. And Jimmy Butler, just like the master of puppets, like of all this, is being interviewed. And he's like, yep, you know, as soon as it happened, I knew at some point my name was going to be brought up, and I knew Joel was going to be the one to do it. And that's my guy, but I knew he was going to be the one to mention my name, just smiling and stuff. And it was like, well, what did you say? Like, what did you tell him? But yeah, of course, he's like at the center of all this.
Wasn't there an issue when Jimmy Butler was in Minnesota where he like took a girl from Cat or something, like some girl?
I never heard that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that might have been. I could be making this up right now. Somebody calm me down with their arms.
Here you go, Carl.
Cute cream.
He said something. Jimmy Butler said something about Lance Stephenson that he got mad about. When he got drafted 30th overall. He said he would watch players. He was like, I was watching guys play, and I was like, I know I'm not that good of a basketball player, but I know I can make it if this guy can make it. I always saw Lance Stephenson. I saw him, and I was like, nah, man, if he in the league, then I could be in the league.
I agree.
He's still playing. Crazy. And Lance Stephenson posted, I don't know how to take that comment by Jimmy Butler. Well,
you're not as good as Jimmy Butler.
No, he's, but yeah. He plays in China now.
Yeah.
Liao Ning.
Being ridiculous.
Okay, hashtags.
Great. So we left off at, of course, hashtag Heat Twitter.
Yeah, that was a good one. Maybe
the best one.
On that one.
The next one is hashtag Fear the Deer for the Bucks.
Same as last year.
Yeah. I've said everything I need to say about this.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Next we have hashtag... Oh, okay. Hashtag Timberwolves.
Stop interrupting me. Hashtag Timberwolves. I mean,
it's a this long
get,
May.
Some of them get a little bit too crazy for me.
And it's like
Fear the Deer, okay, but Timberwolves is like, you're going too wild.
I always wonder
if it's
a reference to some like meme that I don't know about, you know? That like this is something that like teens are doing or whatever, and they're like referencing that. In that case, I'm like, okay, that's good. Like, yeah, that's funny.
It might just go over my head, but Timberwolves for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. It's hashtag Timberwolves. Yeah, to me, that's a little too nutso. We should suggest what we think it should be instead. I guess we should have done that for the Bucks too. So for hashtag fear the deer, I would say hashtag really, really fear the deer.
I like it.
You don't have any suggestions for that?
For the Bucks one?
Yeah.
Nah, I can't beat Sean's. Mm-hmm. I do have one for...
I'd say hashtag fear the beer.
Fear the beer. Milwaukee's best.
Yeah.
My auntie used to drink that.
Yep.
My auntie, my grandma. Mm-hmm.
And I guess for Timberwolves, I go hashtag Limberwolves.
Like Limburger.
I spent some stretching. Time in Minneapolis, St. Paul this year. So I feel like I have a grasp on the city.
Oh, okay. I'd love to be educated.
I'm going to go hashtag the CVS downtown closes at 6 p.m.
Actual information instead of just like useless, like a team name or whatever, something you can actually use.
Something you can use.
6 p.m.
If you are staying downtown St. Paul, the CVS around the corner from your hotel closes at 6 p.m. So I had to rush over there.
Wow.
Just banging on the doors. Please.
I need.
It's only 6:01.
I needed to shave. I needed an electric razor.
Mm. And they got to get the key out and open it for you.
Yeah. They were pissed. Y'all shouldn't be closing at 6. It's a ridiculous time. It's daylight.
The ridiculous 6. That's what it is.
No, it is. It's a ridiculous 6. It is.
The Pelicans are hashtag won't bow down.
Okay. Whoa.
I like it.
Whoa.
Now, this is from Treme, right? I mean, maybe it's a pre-existing thing in New Orleans, but in Treme, the guy is like, won't bow, don't know how, and nobody tells him.
Right.
For the entire show.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I didn't know that.
That's something I remember, and it might be the only thing I remember from the show, except some of the delicious food.
Oh, I'm and the music.
The music.
Yes.
I'm going to go hashtag.
The Zydeco.
Hashtag the CVS closes never because it's 24 hours because it's a good city.
I think, you know, what reminds me, Won't Bow Down reminds me, of course, by Bow Down by West Side Connection.
Bow down when I come to your town.
Yeah.
Bow down when I'm westward bound. Bow down. I ain't heard that in a long time. I'm going to play that in the car when I leave here.
Yeah. Play Who Banging Right After. Yeah. I mean, we got them all.
connect gang. BB Bang. And we don't kick it with busters and khaki G-strings. That's West Coast right there, y'all. Y'all don't know about that. Hashtag. Won't bow down.
Still rolling Impalas. So that makes me think of that song, and I'm going, are they unwilling to listen to that song? So my note would be, won't bow down. I'd probably go, hashtag won't bow down. Unless we're talking about Bow Down by Westside Connection, in which case, turn it up.
Okay, what's next? All right,
the Knicks are New York forever. Hashtag New York forever.
Yes.
Yes, iconic.
That classic phrase, New York forever. That sucks. That's so weird.
It's very strange.
It is so odd.
Is it? Am I the only one who feels like it's sort of trying to invoke like never forget? Or
yeah, like, it's like it. Yeah, it's like a we need our own Boston Strong.
And there's like there's a total elephant in the room, which is like just make it hashtag SNL. Just do hashtag SNL, hashtag Pete Davidson.
Hashtag SNL forever.
Sing it to the tune of Lizzo's Good As Hell. I do my hashtag SNL.
Hashtag Lenny Pickett.
All right, next is OKC is hashtag Thunder Up.
That it's always same been one. This. Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna change it.
Always not
changing that.
I'll say hashtag Thunder Down Under because they have.
That's right.
Stay Steven
Idams.
Hogs.
Yeah. And, yeah, and Big Bush.
Yeah.
Yep.
Steven Idams.
That's what that means.
Big Bush hogs. They're steady hogging, and they blast monster farts, rim rattlers. I have heard that. I don't want to be too far. I don't want to tell tales too far out of school, but I have heard that Hamidou Diallo shot himself off the toilet,
shattered the backboard,
and got stuck in the ceiling.
What?
Because he was sitting on the toilet with the lid down and rocked a rim rattling fart that fired him into the freaking ceiling. Wow.
And when I say shattered the backboard, of course, obviously, all NBA players sit on toilets where the seat is a hoop.
Yeah.
And they are leaning against the backboard. Like the Sixth Man.
Yes.
In the movie, the Sixth Man would just sit up there like the hoop was a toilet and just catch the ball. He's a ghost and you catch the ball from the...
Kadeem Hardison.
Kadeem Hardison.
Orlando is hashtag magic above all.
Now, what?
Magic
wasn't
Uber
it pure
Alice.
Magic last year?
Yeah. Magic. That's that pure magic. Magic above all?
That's so bad. Pure magic was so good.
It's so much better. That sucks. Magic above all is so bad.
It's awful.
I think last year I said
magic above all.
Something about the Golden Corral that I ate at in Orlando.
Mm.
And I'm going to go. I'm going to use that one again.
That wasn't last year. That was maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hashtag fondue. Hashtag chocolate fondue machine.
Yes, if you remember. That was very recent. You really think that was a year ago?
I believe that was last year. I'm hopped up on NyQuil right now.
I do. Hashtag now you see me.
Yes.
Because it's got that's magic good.
Hashtag,
in it.
Hashtag Burt Wonderstone.
Okay.
That was a funny ass movie.
Burt Wonderstone.
What's it. One thing for that movie that you remember?
Steve Buscemi.
Crack you up.
But like anything specific?
His mouth.
Jim fucking Carrey is back. Burt Wonderstone. Ooh, Steve Carell on the morning show.
Talk about it.
Look. The morning show did something very brave by refusing to take any position on anything.
Oh, my God. Yeah, did he do it?
Well, basically, the morning show's position is that their character did something that, sure, is probably inappropriate, but the punishment is probably outsized as well. So we live in this nice gray area. Reese Witherspoon is probably conservative, doesn't want to say that. She believes in humans. So we're in this kind of sweet spot where no one is making any statement on anything. And that's the news.
Wow. They had a real world, that source material where the character that that guy is based on is caging his coworkers. And just like flagrantly assaulting them, not the way we.
I've only seen one episode. I may not have all the information. I'll be honest.
Oh, I saw somebody write an article say, "Watch till the end. First 7 episodes, not so good."
Okay.
I implore you, spend 7 hours.
Hey, man, Billy Crudup is a king. I stand. We all know his personal life hasn't been great, but in terms of his acting, I'm in.
The story of Burt Wonderstone, there's a character named Albert who is harassed by bullies, and his mother gives him a special magic trick set by veteran magician Rance Holloway as his birthday present. I don't know who Albert becomes. Oh, he probably becomes Burt Wonderstone.
Burt Wonderstone. It was funny. It was a funny ass movie.
I love to laugh.
You'll love this.
Which one of them is Burt Wonderstone?
Steve Carell's Burt Wonderstone.
Oh. Okay.
and Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi's character is named Anton Marvelton, according to what I'm looking at.
James Gandolfini's character is named Doug Money.
Okay, this actually sounds funny.
This is a funny movie, I'm telling y'all.
He traveled to Vegas to research his role, and he spoke with magicians Chris Angel and Nathan Burton.
Yeah, I mean, don't make me tell my favorite mind freak story again.
I think you've told it on this show.
I told it on Hollywood Handbook.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. 76ers are # Fila Unite.
What?
Fila?
Oh, yeah, like Fila. The shoe?
Well, no, Phila. Close, like Philadelphia, I guess.
Mm. Well, I know that we get a lot of flack for being hard on Philadelphia. Hashtag Philly Unite sucks shit.
I'm going to # Pat's or Geno's.
Yeah. That one blows. Didn't it used to be Ring the Bell? That's what they do before
every game.
We got
like a really stern talking to, right? That they had like a cool song. It was like Here Comes the Sixers or something. There was like a cool song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
70s that they played, and people sent us the music video and were like, this is cool. You guys just didn't know the history, but it's actually good. And I was like,
now
okay,
they got
better
rid of
than
it.
I thought. Then they changed it to Fila United. So I look forward to the YouTube video of Fila United being something that I'm supposed to know and think is good.
There's a statue of the Archangel in the Philadelphia train station. I don't even know if it's the Archangel. It's some big ass angel. And it's scary as fuck. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's so tall. Did you see the building was leaking the other day?
Mm.
Some pipe busted in their like tallest building.
At the train station?
No. In the downtown Philadelphia.
Oh, Oh yeah. Coming out the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
The craziest part is that statue is just a prop from the movie The Prophecy. If anybody saw The Prophecy with Christopher Walken, there's a lot of angels in it in Philadelphia. I guess it was filmed near there and somebody just stole it and put it in the train station.
Oh, I believe it.
You reminded me of something weird. You were talking about Kobe Smulders. This is going to spoil a joke from Hollywood Handbook, but you said we were talking about how we'd all like to die. And you said,
smish by a boulder.
Smish by a boulder. But another word for that could be getting smoldered.
Kobe Smoldered.
Yeah, Kobe Smoldered. How do you want to die, Andy?
Anyways, fine.
Just within the hour.
Yeah. Okay.
The Suns are # Rise PHX.
Rise.
They could have just went # Rise.
That was the David LaChapelle movie about crumping.
Yeah, I saw it.
So that one is maybe still in use a little too much.
There's no Burt Wonderstone, but it'll do.
Not that funny.
That hashtag weren't around when Rise came out.
Right. So people Rise are making up for lost time.
Yeah. Let me see. I've been to Phoenix. Hashtag.
Should be Rise THX.
# Bad Mall.
The Phoenix Mall. Come down to the Phoenix Mall.
I went to a mall.
What was bad about it?
It was just old as shit. It was an old ass mall.
It's called history. Respect it.
Yeah, you're right. Let me shut up. Let me shut my ass up.
Friggin', I never been to Phoenix necessarily, but been to Sedona. # Sedona.
That could be fun. That could be nice. I've heard good things about that place.
It was pretty.
What do we have? The Trailblazers are # Rip City.
Yeah, it's great.
It doesn't change. It's fine.
Yeah. It's great. Cool.
Yeah.
Because they rip farts. Rim rattlers.
I've heard that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to be. But I have heard that Anthony Simons actually knocked the tank off of one of the back of the toilets.
Anthony Simons looks like a child that got to that like won a 3-point shooting contest.
Looks like Mike.
And got to play it after. He looks so fucking young. How tall is he?
He's 6'4".
That's ridiculous because he looks like a child. He's taller than Dame.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, he really does look like a little baby.
When he hit that shot the other night and then Korkic or whatever his name is.
Korkmaz?
Firkin Korkmaz?
Yeah.
Oh, my Korkic. God.
Did you know that you can bring your own bottle to a winery if you have your... No, that's not. That's the wrong thing. Did you know you can bring your own bottle of wine to a restaurant if you pay the Korkic fee? If you pay the Korkmaz fee.
That guy is really freaking good.
Okay.
Kings are hashtag Sacramento proud.
Oh, boy.
Man, the Kings were my worst pick in the wins pool, huh? Orlando there, and they just... I was like, well, the Kings are pretty good, you know? Western Conference teams usually have higher...
Who had New Orleans? Owen, maybe?
Owen picked them.
I don't think I have them. Those are the two teams that seem to just... like suck shit. Suck
do we ass, have somebody yeah. running a fantasy league for our?
I believe we do. Teams?
I put it all in.
Name's probably Andy Knees.
Yeah,
Andy, did you do it?
Yeah, I put it all into a thing.
What's going on with the scores right now?
Won't he do it?
That's a great question.
Look at Andy Knees.
Look at Andy Knees. Won't he do it?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. What's next?
Okay, next is San Antonio Spurs are hashtag go Spurs go.
That's always been the same. That's fine. You can keep that.
I got a better one, though. After watching the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30, I think they need to change it to hashtag get solid.
I like that.
Get solid.
It reflects their like playing style and philosophy.
Yeah.
The big fundamentals.
Yes. Where did that come from?
When he got there, that was when he first revealed that he had started dyeing his hair. He had gone through like a real wild change when he left Detroit. And he got to San Antonio. I'm so congested right now. Bart is in his bag. And
that's his blanket that you
is that what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, that you oh pretended my God, to get a
why is it on the
earlier.
Couch? I am done for the night. Hey, I'm wheezing. Play cream. and he got on the mic and was like, I don't care what y'all are thinking of me. I don't care what nobody thinks of me. I don't care what nobody doing. I'm here to get solid. And he throws the microphone. And I'm like, that's so disrespectful. You ain't had to throw the microphone. You could have gave it back to the AV person.
I'm
here to get solid. And I don't understand what the fuck that means, but it was cool. He took off his hat. He had blonde hair.
That's cool.
Wow.
The Raptors are hashtag we the North.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Classic.
Yeah. People got pissed last year when we talked about this because we were like, yeah, that's good. And then people from Minnesota were like,
actually,
Minnesota's further north than it's like, well, the country of Canada is north of the United States, so it's no mystery why we regard cities there as being north.
The northernmost arena.
I'm not working like from the fucking equator. Like I don't know. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
I think of them as being north.
Yeah, they use it a lot.
Hey, it's all north of me is something I like to say.
The Jazz are hashtag take note.
Wow, that's terrible.
But do you get it?
I like it. The music.
The Jazz, though.
The music, and then a little note shows up.
Oh,
okay.
That blows.
Yes, I like it. I guess mine would be, I would say, you ought to take note. Hashtag take that note of music.
Andy, you must have like music puns.
Andy.
Yeah. Like augmented or something.
Nothing but treble.
Yeah.
Augmented.
It's like a type of a chord.
That's not a pun.
Yeah. Do you have the ones from last year?
But it means that they've like are they better this year?
But it's not a pun. Your musical is like just puns.
Yeah, I ran out. at the end.
Used them all in the
musical?
That's
what it's about, yeah.
Andy, where can I hear some of the musical?
Yeah. Right now?
Probably not.
No. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out. We're going to film Saturday, so everyone's going to be able to check it out soon.
How many do we have left?
I watched Dress.
A little bit. That was the first ever, but you supported us and you let us do a great.
I want to see it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get out there on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
I'll send
you
the file.
I'm curious. I'd like to listen to the music and I'd like to see it.
I think it turned out good. I'm excited. I'm happy.
Imagine I'm going to get out there on Saturday night.
Yeah. Washington Wizards, last one.
Our hashtag, rep the district.
Okay. I'm in. The fucking district.
Like representatives.
Rep it,
House
baby.
Of Representatives.
This I like. It's not easy to do to come up with a good hashtag. And they've done it.
It is good.
Rep the district.
Rep is cool and calling it the district is cool.
Yes. It's double cool. And it like references the city and sort of what they're known for. It's fun. The team sucks ass. Yeah. I mean, the team's awful.
And I've heard that the players rep huge farts.
Well, and it should be rip the district because they're ripping monster farts.
I'm going to go hashtag wash my nuts.
Bye.